it's one of the most recognizable symbols of the season. But in the Rhode Island State House this year, the governor says the seasonal spruce is getting a name change from Christmas tree to holiday tree.
Times are changing, and that's just the reality. The world's getting smaller. People are moving around. Religions are more accepted in our society, and that's just the evolution that's occurring.
The decision angers many Americans, and the governor's office has received thousands of calls denouncing the change. A state legislator even decided to hold a Christmas tree lighting in the State House Tuesday at the same time of the governor's holiday tree lighting. Janice Krause is a spokeswoman for Concerned Women for America, the country's largest public policy organization for Christian women.
You know, when it comes to Christmas time, the people who talk about inclusion and diversity and, you know, all those cliches of the left, they're the very first ones to want to shut down Christmas.
Nearly 80% of Americans identify themselves as Christians and celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus.
We celebrate other faiths. We ought to celebrate Christian faith as well. And there ought to be symbols in our public square. It's very much a part of who we are as Americans.
Erica Seaman teaches religion and American public life at Georgetown University. She says the Christmas tree illuminates the debate over separation of church and state, a fundamental concept in American law.
The importance of this is it's not taking Christmas or taking religion out of American society. It's specifically the concern that this tree and this language is associated with government property and government endorsement.
Christmas is a federal holiday in the United States. The courts have ruled the Christmas tree is a secular symbol that represents the season without any specific religious meaning. That makes it okay to put up a big tree and decorate it here at the Capitol and on government properties across the country. But not everybody sees the Christmas tree as secular.
All the symbols of Christmas point back to Christ for me, the reason for the season, we so often say.
Seaman says the change might just be the governor's way of avoiding trying to dictate the meaning of symbols for individuals.
One could argue that what the government's trying to do in a multicultural, diverse society is just move to the sidelines, not be involved in religious discussions or symbolism or language in the first place.
2, 1, come on.
As long as there are Christmas trees on public property, the seasonal semantics will likely continue. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
Let's go sit down.